When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Accolades Conversations, in which I talk to some of my favorite artists about who or what they would recommend me checking out. In episode 29, I'm talking to Al Jackson, comedian and actor. He co-hosts a nationally broadcasted talk show, Daily Blast Live, which was just renewed for a third season, as well as the weekly podcast, Al and Frank Try to Be Serious, with Frank Caliendo, found on all streaming platforms. Al regularly serves as a contributor with weekly segments on the Bob and Tom radio show, which boosts 140-plus affiliates nationally. Recently, Al brushed up his acting chops, appearing on HBO's Two Dope Queens performing stand-up, as well as shooting 4 episodes of the Jim Jeffries show, Legit on FX. Last year, he shot the 100th episode of the BBC Guinness Book World of Records show, Officially Amazing. Al talks to me about his friend Hannibal Buress, a comedian, actor, writer, producer, and landlord. He started performing comedy in 2002 while attending Southern Illinois University. Hannibal starred on Adult Swim's The Eric Andre Show from 2012 to 2020 and was featured on Comedy Central's Broad City from 2014 to 2019. He is also known for bringing Bill Cosby's sexual abuse of women back into the public spotlight during a stand-up routine. This is what Al had to say about Hannibal.
Giving accolades to somebody, especially when you do it in a book, is going to be difficult because 44 years old, I've had a lot of positive experiences. So many people have come in and like changed my life. But honestly, in my adult life, that has affected my perspective is not only just a functional adult black male in 2022, and also an artist. I hate saying that as a comic, but you have to say it now, an artist. Really, before I met this person, pushed against evolution, where I just thought, like, you did stand up because you're a stand-up comic and you don't need to do anything else. You could guest on a podcast, but, you know, the idea of writing sketches or trying something that involved music, doing a mashup of different kinds of art, putting together a different kind of comedy show to put on for people, it didn't cross my mind because I looked at everything as a fad. And yes, there is some merit to being able to put your head down as an artist and say, you know, you've worked in music, you've drawn before, and I'm sure there's periods where like buyers are buying a lot of this, a lot of abstract, a lot of stuff that looks like Banksy, a lot of stuff that sounds like K. Trinata. Like, so you, as an artist, you're like, well, I need to go where the trend is going. But a lot of times you do need to just stick to your guns and kind of let the market circle back around to you. This person told me that it was okay to explore things that maybe aren't even trending yet. Maybe nobody's thought about yet. And maybe you're a little bit scared to embark in. And that person is Hannibal Buress. He is, full disclosure, a close friend of mine. We've grown close, just touring together all over the world, all over the United States for years, dating back to probably 2015, 2014. And besides the pandemic, just been going pretty hard all over. I observed him a lot in what he did with his downtime, what he did when he was approaching a subject. So, for example, Tom, like if we were talking about, hey, should you make your record shop, should you also serve like maybe some food and beer in there? Most people would be like, I don't know, it might be cool, maybe get some more girls in there, that might be okay. But what Hannibal would do, his first thing would be like a Google Map zoom out of your neighborhood. He'd figure out where there are other places to get drinks. He'd figure out what's not in your neighborhood. He'd be like, no, dude, you should sell coconut water. You can't get that shit. And I'm like, yeah. And then we'll just go to another city. And then for a period from 4 to 6, he'll do a free comedy show, but also have coconut water there with the sponsor that he just to test the market and not for anything, just to see if it worked. How I would go on tangents, especially somebody like myself that openly suffers with ADHD and thank the Lord for Adderall. Sometimes you go down tangents and you forgot why you're there and you're just kind of tinkering with stuff. when he goes down tangents, he has a goal, but he doesn't have blinders on. And it's harder as you get older because you have prejudgments about that's good and that's bad and that's cool and that's stupid. But really, if you think about like probably when you did your best art, you didn't have as much of a filter and you just kind of let everything pass through and what naturally stuck, you know?
Mm-hmm. I know him from the Eric Andre show. That's
oh, yeah.
I know from him, which is probably logical for a guy from Belgium to get into that.
Yeah, I mean, well, it's so interesting because I remember Eric Andre when he was a young comic that lived in Boca Raton, Florida, and he would come up to the West Palm Beach Improv, which was really on the other side of Florida, and do guest spots. And he was just such a, I remember being like, I can't get a, like, this guy is just, every set is so different and random. And that was the time where people's comedy was very formulaic because up until really the people like Eric started showing up, comedy was you write your set around what you do. If you're a teacher, if you're a plumber, blah, 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 you're married, a divorced woman, whatever, you do your set. And then hopefully the powers that be give you a sitcom about you being a plumber or a divorced woman or a teacher. And that's how you got your money. And that was your career. Shut up. Take your millions and go do a show called Al Knows It All or some dumb shit. You know, that's how people made so much money. And so I remember seeing Eric Andre coming to comedy clubs where people were nervous to go on. And he would just say some random, who in here has a raincoat? And just like random shit. And I was like, what is he doing? But what I didn't realize, because I was probably 5 years older than him until a generation ahead of him, is he didn't have it burned into his brain the same way I did. Oh, this is how you become successful, whether this is you or not. And so people like Eric and people like Hannibal, who are definitely in the same kind of class, if you think about comedy in terms of classes like high school, like they're definitely around the same age that kind of came into the public consciousness around the same time. They didn't have that burned in their head like I did, like, this is how you do comedy. You go be funny and then a man gives you a contract, you know, like they didn't have those restrictions. And you see it in their art, you see it in their fearlessness in terms of, you know, being willing to put something out and it not working. Like, that's harder than most people think. I think when you hear a joke or you see a bit that didn't work, you go, oh, that bombed, or, you know, something. But like comics, I can only speak for myself, like that eats at you. You know, for them to be that fearless and then to later tour with Hannibal for all those years and see how he approaches everything, whereas I am much more dogmatic about like, yeah, you book this hotel, you do this, you stay here. And Hannibal be like, oh, no, you know, we're going to Milwaukee. Let's get a house near the somewhere randomly downtown. It's kind of a weird neighborhood, but there's a lot of cool graffiti. So we just stay in these funky, interesting, different places and have after parties in these different kinds of places with different influences. And it definitely opened up my mind in terms of things that I would later do.
Thanks, Al, for this conversation. I want to add that Hannibal has released a rap record last month called Eschetune. It's on Spotify. You should definitely check it out. It's amazing. For a slightly different experience, you can still watch these episodes on our YouTube channel, Crate Records, or find information about Accolades on craterecords.be. Thanks again for listening.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.